Exclusive, Lynn Patton, Joe Biden is pandering to progressives with marijuana pardons. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 8, 2022. Lynn Patton, a senior advisor to former President Donald Trump and his Save America PAC, slammed President Joe Biden on Breitbart News Saturday for pandering to progressive voters with his recent decision to pardon federal marijuana offenders. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle noted Trump's upcoming back-to-back rallies in Nevada and Arizona this weekend. Patton noted that Nevada is ripe for flipping red, after Boyle mentioned either state could decide the fate of the majority in the U.S. Senate. While speaking about the midterms, Patton drew attention to Trump's near-perfect midterm endorsement record and said, "It's just a matter of time before we get real patriots back in D.C. because 87% of Americans believe this country is on the wrong track since Biden took office." Patton mentioned that states like Arizona and Nevada are hardest hit by President Joe Biden's lax enforcement of immigration law. In Arizona and Nevada, these western states are dealing with historic illegal immigration, Patton said. "You know, for every four Americans born in this country, Biden is letting in three illegals. They're hiring 87,000 IRS agents when they should be hiring 87,000 Border Patrol agents." The conversation switched to Arizona when Boyle talked about Blake Masters' powerful performance in his debate against Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, Oz. Patton said Masters' debate performance was freaking savage and applauded him for pressing Kelly about his hesitation to promote strong border policies. "The problem is that Mark Kelly pretends to be a moderate Democrat, because he knows progressives can't win in Arizona. But he is progressive, and he's voted with Biden and progressive Democrats nearly 100% of the time in D.C., Patton said. "And you're right, you know, Blake Masters exposed him for the fraud he is." Patton then praised Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake for pledging to declare an invasion on our southern border on her first day in office. She added that Democrats are also concerned about our southern border crisis. "And here's an interesting stat, 54% of Americans believe we are under invasion. And 40% of those people are Democrats," Patton told Boyle. "When people say that only Republicans care about a secure border, and those border states, Democrats are concerned too, I will give them credit for that. It's just incredible that Democrats continue to ignore this problem. Shift the focus to things like pronouns and extremism in the Republican Party, when we know that the only thing that Americans really care about are stifling job growth, burdening small business, inflation, and chronic soaring crime and illegal immigration," Patton added. Boyle then brought up America's increasing crime rate, which is moving toward the forefront of issues in midterm voters' minds. Boyle talked about how Republicans are better equipped to combat crime than Democrats and pointed to Nevada gubernatorial candidate Sheriff Joe Lombardo as an example. "We all just saw Lombardo spring into action a couple of days ago, when that crazy person just arbitrarily stabbed two Las Vegas residents, one of them being a Las Vegas showgirl, to death, randomly on a Las Vegas sidewalk," Patton added. Patton also focused on New York's increasing crime rate and noted that shootings have soared over 326% since Biden took office. "I say all the time that I live here in New York. That's why I've been with Trump since the Trump Organization. But just recently, our city released a guy who had stabbed and attacked an innocent man on the subway just trying to go to work," Patton said. "He survived. They released this guy, only to have him stab another guy on the subway 2 days ago, and that man died. You know, it's just becoming more common story," she added. Patton also gave an example of local drugstores closing their doors in New York because criminals feel emboldened to barge in, take armfuls of crap, and run out the door. Patton said, "It's gotten to the point where batteries and toothbrushes are behind glass. And who can shop effectively that way? You'd have to flag somebody down every time you want to buy something. By the time you're done, it takes almost an hour to get your shopping done, and a tiny grocery store or a tiny drugstore. And it's just, this is not the America that existed under Donald J. Trump." Patton also accused Biden of pandering to progressive voters with his executive action to pardon those convicted of federal marijuana possession and pointed out that it would allow for the release of drug dealers who possessed 50 kilos of marijuana. "I actually looked up because I said to myself, how much marijuana do you have to have in your possession for federal charge? I mean, people forget that. He's not waiving state possession marijuana, Patton said. The answer is you can have in your possession up to 50 kilos of marijuana for to be considered federal simple possession. 50 kilos of marijuana would fill an entire kitchen table, she said. So he's trying to, he's making it a lot easier for dangerous criminals to get released back on the street, just to pander to these progressive voters, Patton said. The conversation switched gears to the world stage when Boyle noted Trump's influence on conservative politicians in countries like Sweden, Brazil, and Italy. Boyle said that the outcomes in those countries' races are foreshadowing for what's to come in the upcoming midterm elections and the 2024 presidential election. Patton explained that the common thread amongst all these international victories is crime and illegal immigration. You know, Italy, I believe, saw a 40% increase in illegal immigration over there, Patton said. Patton mentioned that when conservative candidate Giorgia Meloni just won her election, Italians were taking down the EU flag and replacing it with an Italian flag. You know, God, country and family is universal and will never be wrong. And that is Trump's mantra. And that is the mantra that Americans want back. That is the America First platform. We are family first. We are God first, and we are country first, Patton said. Patton also highlighted Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's recent comment that the Ukrainian war would not be happening if Trump were still in office. So it's just ironic that all these globalists claim to want peace, but yet they're the ones under whom every single war has started in the 21st century. Not one single war, not one single conflict happened under the Trump administration, Patton said. And now, you'd almost be convinced that liberals want World War III. You know, Biden himself admitted the other day that we were on the brink of Armageddon, but hey, no mean tweets. However, Patton said the silver lining to Biden's presidency is that it has woken up Americans to the disastrous nature of the Democrat policies. Patton said. But I truly believe that people are starting to recognize and, I was talking about this with Laura Trump the other day. And even though we all know that, you know, Trump had the most votes of any incumbent president in American history. Almost 75 million Americans wanted him back in office. But with that said, we told ourselves, maybe this is what needed to happen. Maybe Biden being installed as president is something that needed to happen so that Americans recognize what we had under President Trump. America was safer. America was stronger. America's energy was cheaper. You know, and you just can't make that up. We're seeing a reversal of fortune, literally, under Joe Biden. He's weakened the strongest southern border in modern history, Patton said. He surrendered our allied positions in Afghanistan. You know, again, stifled our growth and job, unconstitutional mandates that destroyed our economy. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.